This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nashville, Tennessee, like a lot of other cities and a lot of the rest of the country, is changing. And I mean literally changing here. There is a development boom going on in Nashville. So who lives where is in some flux. To put it a bit more plainly, middle-class whites are moving into neighborhoods that for the better part of a century have been communities of color. And some of the churches rooted in those neighborhoods are being pushed out. From WPLN in Nashville, Mariba Knight has the story of two churches weighing the pros and cons of leaving.
Morris Tipton is the pastor at First Baptist Church of East Nashville.
How you doing?
Take care.
Good, good.
As he greets his members on a recent Sunday, he shakes every hand and gives big bear hugs. It's a small congregation, maybe 100 people. The church has been here for 90 years in this red brick classical revival-style building.
Not much has changed with this sanctuary. Probably as long as I've been living. I'm 52.
But outside, the neighborhood has transformed. Luxury apartments sprouted up next door. A fancy hot yoga studio opened down the street. Young professionals are moving in as land prices soar. And in turn, some black churches are leaving, selling their buildings to developers and following their congregants out to the edges of town and beyond. Though it could sell for anywhere from $2 to $3 million, Tipton says the church will stay put. And he's been approached to sell.
I told the realtor, I don't even want to know what you're willing to offer because I believe God has us here.
Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that name that is...
2 miles away is Pastor Glenda Sutton. She's led Family Affair Ministries since the mid-90s when she started preaching from her apartment at a Nashville housing project. When she bought this church in 2001, the neighborhood was rough.
People didn't talk to each other. It was just a lot of violence. It was a lot of anger. It was a very, very dark place.
In fact, it had a nickname.
Little Hellhole.
But working there fit with the church's mission. Recently, though, Sutton's noticed that as the affordable housing goes, so do many of the families she serves. And their new neighbors are less interested in getting involved.
It's been more of like, can you move? Can you leave? We want the neighborhood.
Directly across the street is record store owner Dan Balog. His shop is only about a year old, but he's been in the neighborhood for nearly a decade.
Now it's, you know, $700,000 homes where there used to be, you know, $70,000 homes in a pretty short amount of time.
Balog says he hasn't had much interaction with the church, but he's not surprised it's struggling to fit into the changing neighborhood. Even he feels the pressure as his rent keeps rising. He says if the church were replaced with a commercial business, it could bring him more foot traffic. And that might happen. In November, Sutton put the property up for sale, listing it for $3.5 million, seven times what the church bought it for in 2001.
And so our challenge is, where do we go?
The church will benefit from the infusion of capital, but that means leaving the neighborhood Sutton worked so hard to improve.
Before God says, the door to his church is open right now, is there one?
Back at First Baptist, Pastor Tipton has a very different idea about the future of his church. He wants to bring in new members, white members.
I want to be intentional about being a multiracial congregation without losing anybody's identity.
Longtime churchgoer Sam McCullough, whose family membership goes back seven generations, is confident the church's identity is solid.
We will always be a historically black congregation. That is what we are. You can't erase our history.
And so, despite going in two different directions, Tipton and Sutton have some common ground, a belief that something bigger is driving them, calling them, telling one to stay and the other to go. In Nashville, I'm Mariba Knight for Marketplace.